Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning. It is the 12th day of November already, and that means, believe it or not, we went right from the fall season right to the winter season without skipping a beat. And we'll have Paige Haley coming up for you here in just a minute or so. Also, new head basketball coach Matt Christensen joins the program. And we're going to talk to Gary Greenland, the head coach for the bowling team, who bowls off this morning at the conference meet up in Apple Valley at Bogart starting at 11:30. And then we've got Meet the Raider. And that'll be Evan and Liz will interview soccer captain Letta Prestaman. And all that fun stuff going on today. And what a change in the weather from last week to this week. But it looks like we're going to have some scattered flurries throughout the day today. Partly sunny and a high of 31. That's right. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 17. If you haven't covered your tomatoes yet, you might as well say goodbye to those. For tomorrow, looks like increasing clouds warming up to 31. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a cooling off time around 21. And then for Monday, a 30% chance of snow showers, cloudy, and a high of 33 degrees. Well, it's good ice-making weather, I think. And that's a good thing because head coach Paige Haley joins me in the program this morning. Good morning. How you been?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Wow. It just moved from, I mean, we were just talking cross-country last week. And
yeah.
Now, and we got a game today.
Yeah. Welcome to hockey season.
Wow. Is it always start this early?
Yeah.
I swear.
Yep. Our first practice was on Halloween, and that's about the right timing every year since I played in high school hockey in Minnesota. So,
a lot of different things going on. You came off of a state bid last year, and you went up against Edina, and of course they were a buzzsaw waiting to happen. So, today you are going to take on. Was it Minnetonka?
Mound West Tonka.
What is wrong with you? And then Chisago Lakes, and then Blake, and Thief River Falls, and then Crookston. And then you open the conference with Mankato West.
Yes.
You like to test your players early.
Yes. Yes, I do. I try to throw them as many out-of-conference games as I can. Just our conference is usually a little weaker, minus a couple teams, and we play those teams twice. But we just try to fill our schedule up with non-conference opponents and try to give them a variety. This year we are playing, like you said, Blake, and we're playing BSM, Benilde St. Margaret, later in the year. So we do test them, that's for sure.
You get North on here, it looks like once. You don't play South this year.
No, they did not want to play.
They didn't want to play you?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yep. I'm serious.
Wow, they didn't want to get in the sandbox with you, huh?
Nope.
That's incredible. But what a way to, I mean, yeah, Mound West Tonka, usually a pretty good hockey club.
Yeah, we usually have that Christmas tournament where we have three games and we usually play like East Ridge, Farmington, and either Lakeville North or South, but I don't think South will be in that tournament this year. So
you got a few changes, a little personality change. You had a couple of graduates, Maggie Malika, of course, going on to St. Thomas, Cambria Munson. She moved on as well. And you lost a couple of underclassmen, looks like, and gained a couple more back. Mm-hmm. Emerson Garley moved from number 5 to number 13. What is that all about?
I don't know. She texted me this summer and said, can I switch from 5 to 13? And I just was like, sure. I don't know why.
That's not fair to me. I got to call these games.
And I know.
I've been doing it for a couple of years with you guys now, and I'm getting used to your numbers.
She seems like a number 5, so yeah, you'll have to ask her yourself.
She's a scrappy little thing in the corner. So I don't know, maybe, would she get taller or something we don't know about?
She has grown. I mean, all of these girls have grown, like, in some way. They've either grown a couple inches or they've added more muscle, so they're all 1 year older.
So we got Isla. Isla's back. Good for her. She's good. Looks like you got the young Buxel girl back in there, and Emerson, of course, number 13, back in there, back in the mix. And Lucy's going to be back. Tova Sorensen back in. They're all back, so this is good.
Mm-hmm.
So is it Macy going in the next?
Yes, Macy Mueller is our starter.
It looks like she's the only goal. No, you got another one. Bella. Bella.
We do have one. Bella Torgensen. She's actually out right now. She went to the hospital for some medical things. She's okay. She'll be fine. She just has to take a few weeks off. So we actually have some JV players stepping up and playing goalie.
Wow.
Lindsay Erickson will be in net tonight for JV. And, you know, it's fun.
And then she'll be in pads
for the varsity too or not?
To back up.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably has to be on the bench in backup gear, so it will be interesting. We've got a couple of them that volunteered. I brought them in at practice and said, "Hey, like, we either have to have people step up or we're gonna have to cancel games, and we already don't want to do that because JV, we have a hard enough time getting a full schedule for them because a lot of teams in our conference don't have a JV program."
Oh, wow.
So we very much have to piece together their schedule. We do the best we can. Our goal is to get at least 20 games. We can have up to 25. So obviously if we have over 20, that's bonus. But usually about 20 is what we can put together.
So you do have a full staff of JV?
Yeah.
But other schools, maybe, like Red Wing or something like that, just can't muster enough players?
Yes. Yes. So, and we don't even really find out about it until about a month prior to the season, even a couple weeks, because some programs don't know how many numbers are going to come out and if they're going to have enough for a JV program or not. So,
Macy backed up last year, right? Mm-hmm. And did she participate? Was she on JV the year before that, too? Or?
So Macy actually started her hockey career in Apple Valley. Her sister had her hockey career there, and she was one of their, I think she was their starter her eighth grade season. And Macy just felt like that school wasn't a good fit for her. They live in Northfield. They live kind of out by where Maggie lived, closer to Lakeville, but they have a Northfield address. And I think she just told her parents, like, I don't want to go to Apple Valley. I want to go where I think I'm going to fit in. And she fits in great in Northfield. She's awesome. So she's been a starter before. She has played in some big games. Yes, last year she had to do JV because obviously Maggie was our starting goaltender, and rightfully so. She was very talented, but I think it was a great year for Macy to learn a lot of things from Maggie. She got to watch a lot, and now she's ready for her turn. So she's been playing really well. We had a scrimmage on Wednesday against Apple Valley.
Ironically.
And we walked out of there winning 4-2. She felt good. There was a certain player that didn't score on her that she really didn't want to score on her, and she didn't. And I said, "Yup, you balled out. Like, you did what you had to do."
Right.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was good and redeeming for her. I think, you know, it's always, you never know, like, a new goalie, like, right, what they're going to play like, but she's doing well.
Had Maggie for, what, 4 years in the net?
Yeah.
All four?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of new. So this is good. And maybe that was, you know, maybe, you know, playing against her former school as well. Maybe that, you know, loosen her up a little bit, make her feel good, you know, confident.
Absolutely.
And feel good about herself. Yeah. But Mountain West Honkai, like I said, usually a pretty good contender up there in the Twin Cities and stuff like that. They're a higher class, right?
They're a single A school. They're ranked fifth right now. Last year, we beat them, but it's always a close game. They've got a pretty decent program up there. So I don't really know what to expect tonight. And that's why I said to the girls, I said, I have no idea like what team we're going to be playing, but I'm not really worried about it. Cause I feel like we've had close to 2 weeks of practice. They're very prepared. They're ready to go. They're chomping at the bit big time to play today. So
they'll come in hot.
It'll be fun.
So Tova is a very physical player, or was last year pretty much. And so was Emerson, really. I mean, they're both pretty physical. Are they? Are you going to play that style? Or are you, I mean, because you got speed too with Isla.
I would say our style is definitely aggressive in whatever form that means, like whether it means aggressive on like the forecheck with speed or if it's just aggressive physically, but we're a pretty aggressive group. They haven't changed, so if anything it's probably ramped up a little bit.
Did you add anything this year because of the players, because of the change? I mean, do you change the way you coach with new personnel?
Yeah, you always kind of tweak it to the personnel that you have. I feel like the way last year felt, we still had a major chunk of our team, they were not upperclassmen, a lot of sophomores, freshmen, eighth graders. And this year I have 12 seniors and juniors. So that's a big difference compared to what I've had the last couple of years. And I definitely, they're more veteran. Like, they kind of know what they're doing. When we went over the little things this week, like D zone, power play, penalty kill, all that stuff, they already had their base there. They already knew what we were doing. Now we can kind of build off of stuff, and that's what makes us even better this year, is we're able to just build off of what we had before.
Did any of them participate in, like, there's summer programs and different things like that?
Yeah, so Grace McCoshin and Ayla Puppy made the top 66 player development camp for USA Hockey. It's a really big deal. It's the best camp that you can make for USA Hockey. Grace McCoshin is an alternate for the U18 national team this year. Ayla still has a shot at that, and we haven't heard yet, but, you know, we're hopeful that she'll get a call either to be an alternate or be on that roster.
If she gets the roster, does she take away from your team then?
Yeah, they would miss my Christmas tournament. But part of me, you know, is kind of like, I don't really want to see you at Christmas. I kind of want you to go represent Team USA on the under 18 team. That's a pretty big deal. Izzy Steffes made the U16, U17 player development camp, which is about a step below what, I mean, big stuff, big stuff. Mia Miller and Emma Peruca, she's a new kid that we're adding to our roster. They made it as far as they could go in their USA Hockey tryout. So we've just got a lot of kids that are, like, very dedicated to the sport, and they're doing a lot of things outside of the season. Ayla Puppy committed to the Gophers a couple months ago.
Nice.
Yeah. So
did they recruit her? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they came after
her. They could start calling on June.
Oh, nice.
In June, back in the summer, and, you know.
She's only a junior.
Yep.
So she.
Yep. We've got a couple more that, you know, they'll fall in place. Izzy Steffes committed to play at River Falls. It's a D3 school, very good D3 school. They will compete, and she'll probably play in a Frozen Four at the D3 level, which is awesome. And she really liked the small school feel. It fits her. So she just knew. She was like, this is where I want to go. And when you know, you decide. And
yes, yeah.
It's amazing, like, how differently they play when that pressure is off of them. They're both playing very well.
Looks like Matt Christensen is waiting outside. So.
Oh, no.
That's a beautiful day. It's only 29 degrees. It's fantastic. So, again, you're not really sure what's up against Mountain West Tonka, but you know, you made it to state last year, and you went up against Edina, and they put it to you pretty good. So, what is the expectations? Is it like, hey, it's state or nothing?
I will never talk about the state tournament during the course of the year, just because they have to make a section final before they can go to the state tournament. So our goal will be a section final, and then, you know, once you get to a section final, then all bets are off and go and get to state. But I know that they're hungry for it. They had a taste of it. They feel like they wanted to perform differently, which, you know, your first appearance at a AA state tournament is pretty tough, especially when you're playing a team like Edina. It was good for them to get their feet wet and to have that experience, because I think we can only go up from that.
Right. So. Well, face-off is at 3 o'clock this afternoon. JV goes off, I think, at 1:15, 1:30, mm-hmm. something like
1:15.
That. 1:15. So that's over here at the Northfield Ice Arena, and the box, or whatever you want to call it, or the ice box.
The Pepsi Center, the girls refer to it. Yes, finally. Okay. The Pepsi Center.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's not the name of the rink, by the way. It's Northfield Ice Arena, but they call it the Pepsi Center.
The Pepsi Center. So, we'll maybe see you out there this afternoon. I know we're going to broadcast it live, and it's going to be on Northfield Live as well. So we're going to videotape it and everything this afternoon. So thanks for coming in, Paige.
Yes.
Always good to see you. We got 4 months
to
hang out together, so it'll be fun. It'll be hopefully a fun ride for the gals, and I hope they perform.
I'll bring some kids with me next time. Our captains are Lucy Boland, Tova Sorensen, and Megan Snyder. So maybe we'll get them in here a couple times.
Yeah, we'll get them loosened up. We'll get them going. Yeah. They're celebrities, no?
Well, they're all focusing right now because they have got a big game today.
They do. They're very good. See? Always coaching. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
All right, good luck this afternoon. Paige Haley, head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, Matt Christensen will join us live as he takes over the head coaching of the boys basketball team. All that and more coming up right here on KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff. Go Raiders.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hunting season is right around the corner. Out in the woods, you line up your scope. Wouldn't it be nice to be glasses free? No fogging or steaming. Time for LASIK. With 25 years of experience and 25,000 procedures, we are your experienced Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Just Food Co-op has just what you need for an unforgettable Thanksgiving. Start with some fresh, free-range, antibiotic-free turkey from Ferndale Farm. Add organic produce with wholesome hors d'oeuvres. Then you'll have a meal your family can talk about all the way until Christmas. Order your fresh, local Ferndale turkey at Just Food by November 18th. Then stop at the co-op Saturday, November 12th to sample all kinds of festive foods for your holiday gatherings. Everyone can shop at Just Food Co-op, and anyone can become an owner. Join us today!
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYM and AM 1080 and 95.1. The one that's about 17 minutes after 10 on a Saturday morning. And the it's a barn burner. Hey, we're up to 26 already. Going to 31. That's it. 31 is the high today. Cooling off to 17 tonight. 31 for a high tomorrow. 21 for an overnight low on Sunday night. Monday, it's going to be a chance of some snow showers. A high of around 33. Monday night, a 30% chance of snow. Cooling off to only around 28. And then for Tuesday, snow showers are likely, mainly in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high of 31 with a 60% chance of precipitation on Tuesday. So get your boots on and get your bells on and get outside and enjoy. Winter is finally here. And joining us on the program this morning is head coach Matt Christensen. That's right, of the boys' basketball team. You heard me right. Matt Christensen, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Excited and I would say welcome to Northfield, but you already been here, done that.
Yeah, born and raised and moved away and came right back.
Yeah, so and now head basketball coach. So, but this isn't your first dig. I mean, you graduated from Northfield, you played for Northfield, you played locally, you coached locally, then give us a little background. Where have you gone since high school?
Yeah, no, since high school, actually, and grew up in the program. My dad actually helped start the Northfield Basketball Association. My brothers are both varsity basketball players, so I was that little kid in the gym, you know, running around and looking up to the players, and got a chance to be on the varsity team, and then played at St. Olaf after that under Coach Kosmoski, who's just a wonderful human being. And then after that, went over to Carleton and coached over at Carleton for 4 years under Guy Collins. And just a tremendous coach, tremendous program, learned a ton. And then did some AAU stunts up in the cities with some kind of high level teams. And then went to we moved down to Rochester, and my wife got a teaching job down there. And so I started coaching at RCTC down there with the Yellow Jackets. I was there for 7 years as an assistant coach. And then a couple of years, moved back home. So
right.
It's good to be back.
And so coaching is, I mean, obviously you've got a full-time job locally.
Yep.
So is it insurance?
Yep. Insurance sales. Yep. And I'm able to work out of my house. And
is that health and life, or is that collision, or
anything to do with the business?
Anything to do with business.
Yeah. So anything to do with the business.
So. Very good. So How did this job come? How was it presented to you, or did you know this the opportunity was there? Did they kind of say, "Hey, we might have an opening coming"?
Yeah, I heard there was an opening. I've actually applied for the job. This was the fourth time, so just out of sheer persistence, I think they said, "All right, we'll give you a shot."
Yeah.
So
you've AAU. Let's talk about that for just a brief second, because I was listening to another program this morning, and they talked about one, defense, and B, these AAU programs where these young kids are so talented, and a lot of them end up in, they go to college, they're one and done, or they go straight to the pros or whatever the deal is. And, it's kind of one of those deals where you're the best of the best. So you just go out there and throw it out there. Tell me about the AAU. How is that compared to now, your normal high school?
Yeah, so AAU is a little bit different in the sense of a quick story. The first team I got together, there's 10 guys on the team or so, and I said, all right, quick introductions, and then how many points you score per game. We start doing all the math and start adding it all up, and it's like, well, by this calculation, we're going to score 222 points a game. All right, and so we can see that there's going to be some role shifts, and there's going to be some different different things that go on, right? And it's just a different way of managing the team, right, and expectations, but also a lot of for AAU, especially as they get older, it is about exposure, to college teams and college coaches. So it's kind of it's a different mix than an expectation compared to a high school program, where we're here to compete, be good teammates with each other. There's going to be some college exposure for some kids, right? But it's really about the program, overall. AAU is more, it's just different.
Right.
It's different.
And we were talking, they were talking about, they're actually talking about professional basketball and, of course, high school on a whole different level. But they said that at the end of the day, it does come down to, coaching and coaching kids up, meaning, right, you gotta, if they're not in the right position at the right time, you gotta be able to address that. And even if you've got a rock star on your team or something like that, you still gotta be able to position that person properly so that the team works as a team and how important that is. So from your standpoint, now that first year back, I won't say it's not your first year coaching. So, I mean, this isn't like, you're a fish out of water. This is a legit opportunity. You've been, you got 8-10 years of coaching experience. What is your expectation, just by yourself? What's your expectation for the year?
So we actually talked about this at a player parent meeting the other night. Our mindset is a championship level mindset, state tournament level mindset, and be competing and preparing. And part of that is accepting roles on the team and taking pride with different roles and responsibilities with the team. And I'm a firm believer that every kid that's on the team has a role to play, and it's an important piece. It might look different, but it's an important piece. And if everybody's rowing in the same direction, not to use the U of M side, right, but everybody understands.
You got to come up with your own. Everyone's pulling the same chainsaw or something like that.
Yeah, right.
You'll figure one out.
But taking pride, on that and understanding how that contributes to the team and the success of the team. And so that's that's right from the get go. Like we were just talking off air, I got 9 practices for the first game, so looking to gel quickly.
So it's funny because Paige was just in here and their season starts today.
Right.
And yours is, you've got some tryouts coming up. Can anybody try out? Seriously, you got 9th grade tryout, you said, right?
Yes, there's different, different grade levels. So we have our 9th grade, which there's 2 teams on the 9th grade level. Our B team, which is a lot of sophomores, usually in JV and varsity. And so next week is tryouts for the 9th grade team, and working with them. And then the following week on the 21st is the JV varsity B level.
Are they? I'm assuming those that are serious are probably practicing right now. You can't talk to them yet.
I can't talk to them. No, but they've been doing open gym. They've been doing some of their own workouts. There's a fall league that takes place against other kind of varsity JV B competition in the 9th graders as well.
Are your captains then putting on like captains practices? I hear a lot about that with the cross country team and the swim and dive. It's like the captains all get together.
Yep, and they'll be doing that more here as it goes along. Part of it is there's such a quick transition between sports. A lot of those guys were football guys, right? And so just making sure that you're getting enough time off between seasons to rest, adjust, right, and get geared up for the next year.
So the ninth grade, is that so just ninth graders try out for that? Or if you're an eighth grader, can you try out for that? Or how does that work?
No, it'll be – so there's an eighth grade traveling team through the Northfield Basketball Association, but ninth graders are with ninth graders there.
Okay. Yeah. And then how many players can you pick up on that ninth grade team?
There's a little bit more flexibility. You know, ninth grade, we really want to make sure there's high participation, you know, and that there's room for kids to grow and develop there. You know, ninth grade is kind of a pivotal year, right? And for those that have passion to play the game, that they have an opportunity to play.
So I won't say, well, is it limitless? I mean, could you have 50 ninth grade?
I don't think we'll have 50, right, in that case. But, you know, we're going to adjust to what's there to make sure kids have an opportunity and it's the right fit.
And then when we come to junior varsity and varsity, at that point, is there limitations as to how many people you can carry on a roster?
Yeah, well, dressing for varsity is 18. And I'm getting adjusted to some of the high school rules, right? So I'm relying on Coach Sand and a few others to make sure, you know, we have all that meshed up. But yeah, 18 on the varsity that can dress, and you know, we're gonna be competitive, right? We're gonna be competitive, and we're gonna put guys in a spot to be successful and the program to be successful.
Let's see, is there 18 on that thing? And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, maybe there's
yeah, unless there's dresses. Like, there can be more yeah. You know, between varsity and JV and sophomore, et cetera. But
I was going to say, can you usually JV plays first and then the varsity plays, and then so the JV, yeah, can they sit on the bench even if there's more than 18? You know, just in case of stuff or how's
So JV is going to be more of that 10 to 12, you know, range of what you'd see on a typical basketball team. Varsity, you know, they just want to give an opportunity for more players to be able to sit on the bench and be part of the, you know, the varsity experience.
So can some of the varsity play on the JV?
No, we typically wouldn't want to have that happen. Yeah, you can because you get three halves,
right?
You know, basketball. So there'll be some opportunities for guys that will this year, I imagine, that they're going to play some JV, right? And then they might have a half of eligibility if the opportunity comes up in the varsity game.
Right. So you haven't seen any of these kids?
I've seen them a little bit. I was down at Fall League just watching, you know, and then I actually get to coach the ninth graders, which is kind of fun. I can't coach anybody else, but, you know, just getting a feel for everybody. And but, yeah, it's a lot of fresh, you know, it's fresh eyes and everything.
System-wise, is there a normal – I mean, when you played, are you bringing – the same system in a different your own system? What's your style?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a mesh. You know, you have to, especially with nine practices. But it's a motion offense. It's upbeat, up pace, right? A lot of energy, a lot of effort on the offensive end. We're pushing the ball, getting the ball up the floor, and then really it's about reading. It's a motion offense, so reading screens, reading cuts, reading defenders. So we'll spend a lot of time breaking that down. And part of that's because it's hard to guard. You know, when you're reading the defense and you're picking it apart and you're learning how to do that, it's hard to scout. It's hard to guard, and that's what we're going to do. On the defensive end, it's all about energy, effort, the things that you can control. Will be some of this is player personnel. I mean, ideally, we're picking up full court and we're putting a lot of pressure on, but you have to adapt to personnel, you know, that's there as well.
So then would you say that you're going to play more players because of that upbeat? Because you're not only upbeat on the offensive side, now you're going to play aggressive defensively and full court and everything like that. I mean,
it very well could be.
Five guys, man. That's a, you know, in a game, if you're just running straight five, that's tough.
Yeah. Actually, the coaching staff and I were just talking about that of, you know, the first week we're against Mankato West, and then the next week we play three times. Right. So we got to make sure that we're smart, you know, about our approach and that we're,
Well, and that's fresh out of the chute. That's right, boom, let's go. Yeah. So, yeah, some of these guys, like you said, played football and whatever. So they're in pretty good shape, but it's a little different shape.
It's a little different shape
because basketball's stop, start, stop, stop, start, go, 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 and back and forth. And, you know, it's not 45 seconds in between each play. It's run and gun, basically, all, you know, until somebody calls a timeout.
Yeah. So conditioning will be a big, you know, big deal at the beginning. You know, you put yourself in a good spot if you're in shape.
Right.
And so it'll be conditioning within our drills. So not just conditioning for the sake of conditioning, but maximizing the time that we have on the court.
So do you like hand something to the captains and say, here, go do this for the next 2 weeks, you know, like a conditioning kind of a thing or anything like that? Or
No.
You got trainers, anybody that talks to these young kids?
They have resources around them, but it's hands off at this, you know, it's part until day one. We can hit the ground running and Yeah.
Because I know when I played, that was the thing, right? Coaches couldn't really talk to you. So, you know, we were doing pickup games and different stuff like that. But the only, you know, nobody's talking to us. Nobody's explaining anything to us. So we're just out there just, you know, having fun playing pickup games, you know, and there's whatever. You know, that's what it was. And then you come to the practice, and all of a sudden there's structure. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Yeah. But our senior, you know, our captains are really invested into the team, the program, the season. You know, so I have trust in them that they'll, you know, mix in at least a little of that during the off season and set that expectation, because that's, you know, that's, you're right. That's day one, it's a little different,
right? So, since you are the coach, and you know you can't practice with them or anything, but you're not in the school, right?
Correct.
So you don't run into them in the hallway and have a conversation. You can't do any of that, or you know, I mean, literally, it's hands off by the State High School League, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
It's just to keep some separation. The kids need that balance in their life, right? And especially if they're in season with another sport, that, you know, those football guys are focusing on football when they're there. The cross country, et cetera, whatever their activity or sport is, that there isn't, you know, we're not overloading them. And it's to really protect the players. And you know, when you're in that season, you're in that season. Yeah. And when you're not, you have a little time off.
Well, awesome. Well, you went 14-12, or the team went 14-12 last year, so you're on the winning side, right smack in the middle of the conference and whatnot. So it's going to be a fresh new face, fresh new year, fresh new attitude. Hey, fresh new season, right?
Yep. We're going to get the gym rocking.
All right. You
know, it's a lot of energy, effort, and it'll be a fun style of basketball. And for families and fans to come out and cheer us on, we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, Matt Christensen, head coach of the Northfield Raiders basketball team in the program. Thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate standing outside in the cold. Paige locked the door on you. Jeez.
I had coffee from Blue Monday. It fuels me. So
doggone hockey players. But thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk again, and we'll get you on here. And when we get the season up and running, we gotta talk some more.
Very good.
All righty. Matt Christensen joins the program. Head coach, new head coach of the Northfield Raiders basketball team. All that and more. We got some more interviews coming up in just a couple of minutes with Evan and Liz and the Raiders scoreboard. Fun stuff. It's all right happening right here on 95.1 The One.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Northfield Lions offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lions, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
At Johnson Ryland Homes, we're doing a lot of barrier-free homes lately. Some people call it age-in-place or universal design. The idea is that we build a beautiful home that meets all your needs today, but as you age and your mobility changes, that there's no steps, no stairs, no barriers in the house. The showers are recessed so that you can just roll right in. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
If there's one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN AM at 1080 and 95.1 The One. 25 minutes in front of 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, November 12th. We're already halfway through. Hockey season starts today. The girls' hockey team takes on Mound West Tonka at 1:30 for the junior varsity, 3 o'clock for the varsity faceoff. That will be heard here on KYMN Radio and streaming live on NorthfieldLive.com. So check it all out here this afternoon, starting at about 2:45 this afternoon. Let's get caught up to what's happening with Meet the Raider. We got plenty of stuff on the program. We've got Evan and Liz who will be interviewing soccer captain here, and hopefully we'll try to get Gary Greenland from the bowling team. All that coming up right here on KYMN. With no further ado, take it away.
Hello and good morning. I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with girls soccer captain, Lita Prestiman, also here with my co-host, Evan Lowe.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today, and thank you, Lita, for joining us in the studio.
And you are listening to Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap.
So let's start off with some get-to-know-you questions so the listeners can get to know you. What activities are you involved in?
Well, I guess my main activity is soccer, but besides that, I'm involved in the district youth council at the school. I'm also involved in student supporting students, as well as LINK. Yeah, I guess those are my main activities that take up most of my time.
That's super cool, Lita. And with district youth council, you guys did a forum at the high school
about
the election for the school board.
Yeah.
That was super cool. What did that kind of look like?
So I was actually sick the day they did the forum, but what I've heard is it was really cool. It was one of our subcommittees that put it together, and they reached out to all the candidates, and then each candidate had like a minute to speak on a certain issue, I believe. And so anyone from the school could have gone. It was first hour, and you're excused if you wanted to go and just learn more about the candidates, especially for those that are 18 and could vote, just to know like who they're voting for. And yeah, it was a pretty cool thing they put together.
Yeah, I attended the forum, and there were a lot of high schoolers there, and it was cool to see that District Youth Council is taking that initiative for youth to get involved with politics and the local school board and get to see and make decisions on what affects them.
Yeah.
And what has been the highlight of the year so far?
I guess my highlight of the year was just my senior soccer season. I know that sounds really basic because that's what I'm here for, but I would say it's just, I love my team, so that was my highlight so far this year.
And then looking ahead to your senior year, is there anything that you're excited about that's to come?
I don't know. I guess I'm really excited to see like kind of where everyone in my grade is going to go, just because, I don't know, I feel like it could be interesting to see like who's going far away, who's staying close. And I don't know, just learning what everyone wants to do with their life. I feel like that's pretty exciting.
Where are you planning to go?
I haven't decided yet. I'm looking at a few schools, some in Minnesota and one in Colorado. So I don't know. I still am undecided.
Are you going to play soccer wherever you go?
It depends on where I go, but I hope to. I've been in contact with a few coaches, but it just depends on where I go.
Are you looking forward to leaving the high school and saying goodbye to all your childhood friends?
Yes, I mean, I'm not excited for that part, for saying goodbye to everyone. When I think about it, it's like really strange that like the people that I see every day now, it's like I won't even see them next year. But I mean, I'm excited for a new chapter in my life, but I get really sad if I think about it too much.
And you're undecided about where you want to go, but do you have any idea what you want to do out of college?
So I kind of have a rough idea, but again, it's not like set in stone. I would like to go into the pre-med field. I really like science, so I'm interested in that. And yeah, that's my idea, but still not for sure if that's what I want to do.
Would you ever want to go pro in soccer?
No.
Really? Why not?
I'm not a very competitive person. Like, it's a part of me, but I don't think I could ever really compete for a living, even though that would be super cool. But it's, I guess, not one of my dreams.
And then this senior year soccer season was your highlight so far. What was the highlight of your senior season?
That's tough, but I think just kind of the seniors this year, we had a few get-togethers, and I really love my class, and it was just a highlight being able to, like, play with them and all of us together for one last season, I guess.
And was part of your season being your highlight, being a captain, was that fun for you?
I mean, being captain is super fun, but it also allowed me to kind of get to know more of the girls that I didn't know before, and that was really fun to be able to have that platform to, like, get to know people that I didn't know before.
And yeah. What made you want to be a captain?
Well, I guess I played soccer ever since I can remember, and I guess, like, I've always kind of admired the captains in the past, and so I've really looked up to them, and I felt like it'd be really cool to have younger players say the same about me. I don't know if they do, but I don't know. I've always just loved being able to help my teammates, not even just as players, but as people. If they had anything they wanted to talk about, I loved being able to be there for them.
And Lita, as being a captain, were there team bonding events throughout the year? And if so, what was your favorite one?
Oh, yeah, my favorite one. This one actually was the summer before the season started, but we had this, I might have talked about this last time too, but we got together at one of our teammates' houses and we had a tortilla tournament where two people would have water in their mouth and then they'd each be holding a tortilla, and then you'd, like, take turns hitting each other with a tortilla, and the first person to spit the water out loses. And so we made it into a whole, like, bracket and everything, and it was just super silly and fun.
And then let's talk a little bit more about soccer. So this was your senior year. What would you say was your greatest accomplishment throughout the season?
I guess specifically in a game, my greatest accomplishment was I scored a goal from about, like, maybe the 30 to 40 yard line, which was really strange because it was really far away and I didn't mean to shoot the ball, but it just went really high in the air and then it bounced right in front of the goalie and went over her head into the top corner. And so that was pretty cool because I play more of a defensive position, so I don't get to score much. So that was really fun.
Just don't tell people that you didn't try to do it.
Yeah, right, right.
It was totally planned.
Totally on purpose.
You had that placement down.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then, as soccer is a team sport, there's a lot of memories playing with your teammates on the field. What was one moment that, thinking, reflecting over the season, that just makes you excited about playing soccer with your teammates?
Like, what makes it all worth it?
I guess it's just seeing, like, whenever someone else on our team does something well, everyone else gets, like, excited for them. Like, we all, like, share emotions when we're on the field. It's like we kind of, this is going to sound really cliche, but we all become, like, one person. Like, anything someone else feels, if someone else gets fouled, we're all, like, angry about it, and we're all, like, internally mad at the refs. But then, like, when one of our teammates scores or has a really good play or just does something well, we're all, like, proud of them, and we're all happy for them. So I guess it's just, like, kind of being one person on the field, and we all just, like, understand each other in that moment, and it's a super cool feeling that I'll miss a lot.
And looking back, how do you feel the season went for the team?
It definitely, I mean, in terms of our record, was not the greatest season for us, but I think that it was still a great season because, so we had a new head coach, and I think that a lot of girls had a little bit of a more positive outlook on the sport, which was a good thing, and I think overall, everyone still, like, persisted throughout the whole season, even though we were losing a lot. And so even though our record didn't look great, I would still say that we had a really great season for team-wise and mentality-wise.
And even though the season was a little rough with your record, were there any, like, highlights or breakthroughs of individuals that kind of spreaded light and kind of a little positive hope for the team?
I guess, well, she's kind of a constant, but Gracie Freiberg, our goalie, she does great every single game, and every game probably, the score would probably even be worse if we didn't have her in net, and so every single game, she never gave up, and she always had a great game, amazing saves, and so I guess she kind of inspired us throughout those tough times.
And this year, you mentioned that you had a new coach, and I also noticed that you guys do this thing called the Grit Player of the Game. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, so our new coach implemented this Grit Player of the Game, and we have a hard hat, like a construction hard hat, and then after each game, our coach will name a Grit Player, so it would be kind of someone that never gave up and someone that worked hard till the last second and is just gave it their all. So after every game, he would give the hard hat to one of the girls, and then they'd get to take it home and sign it. They get a picture for the Instagram, and it was just kind of like a really good way to recognize that hard work and kind of inspire girls to keep going.
Thank you for sharing that, Lita. And if you're just tuning in with us, today in the studio we have girls soccer captain Lita Prestonman.
Looking ahead, what do you think the team has to look forward to in the upcoming seasons or just as a team?
I think that we have some very, very strong younger players. And so I think that as the years go on, Raider Girl Soccer will just continue to get stronger and better. And I think that they just have that to look forward to keep building. And I don't know if it'll ever stop building, because each new class that comes in, I just see so much talent and potential in those girls.
What is the team looking to accomplish next year? Like you said, there are a lot of up-and-coming girls in the middle school that are going to come up and join the high school team. How is that looking for us?
I think it looks really good, and I think that we also have a really strong senior class for next year. They're a little bit of a smaller class, but they're very strong players as well. And I think, especially with it being Blake, our head coach's second year, he knows the girls a bit better, so I think that it'll be even a more smoother start because he knows the girls and how they play, so we can kind of position them where he thinks is best and how everyone works together. He'll know that now. So I think they can just look forward to more growth next year.
Lita, as you were talking about that strong senior class, have you passed the baton of captainship to anyone yet, or is that to look forward to?
Yes, we have. So we have three captains for next year, and they will be Ani Quaz, Gracie Freiberg, and Amelia Rosenhammer.
That's quite a group. And do you have faith in them? Do you think that it'll be an exciting year next year with them leading?
Absolutely. I have so much faith in them. They've all been leaders even before they've been captains. So I have absolute faith in them, and they will do a great job.
And who should we be looking out for next year?
It's tough because there's so many girls, but I would say, as usual, keep an eye out for Gracie Freiberg in net. She made all-conference this year, and I expect her to in the following years as well. She's just such a strong player, never gives up, and an amazing goalie.
For sure, Lita. And next year, with those three captains, do you think Raider Girls Soccer has any goals to look forward to? Or looking at them next year, do you see anything happening for them?
I would say just keep gelling as a team. I think that you can never be too close when you're a team. You're like a family. And so I think, like, just keep getting to know all the girls and then keep, I know this is going to sound super cliche, but just keep working hard. I know that it can get tough at times, and our team has had some experiences that have made it really tough. But I think that each one of the girls on that team is super resilient. So I think just a goal would to stay resilient and stay persistent and determined and keep working hard.
Lita, you talked about the team becoming one, and with that, like, just the passion that comes with that, do you credit that to just working hard with each other, or is there any other outside factors that you think influence that into the team environment?
I think that another thing that influenced that is, but with some of the hard instances we've had with the accidents and tragedies we've experienced with our team, I think that it reminds us just how important it is to come together and support each other. And so I think we've all, especially because of the just unimaginable circumstances, I think just being able to come together as a team was so important in that moment. And then that just continued throughout the season, just our continuous support for each other and love for each other.
Thank you for sharing that, Lita. And then the season has ended for a little while. Have you been doing anything in the off season, or do you have any sports left for you coming up? Or
yeah, so I play soccer for the Lakeville Soccer Club. So I just started practices last week, and then that continues through end of July or early August. So yeah, I've just been keep playing soccer. It's a different team, but still the same sport.
And Lita, with this new soccer team, do you get like the same feeling as playing with the Northfield girls, or is it different, maybe not better, but just how would you say playing with that team is compared to Northfield?
I would say it's different for sure because I just started playing with Lakeville the previous winter, so I'm still getting to know these girls, and some of the girls I was on the team with last year graduated, so it's a relatively new group, and it's definitely not the same feeling because the girls from Northfield I've played with my whole life, and so there's not that really, like, nostalgia there, but it's still the sport that I love, so it's still super fun.
So I have tried to keep a little bit of a theme going on from the end of this summer into the fall season and just kind of hopefully year-round about mental health in athletes. There's been a lot more awareness lately, and people are just more used to talking about it and more comfortable talking about it. What is your take on mental health in athletes, specifically student athletes?
I think that it's such a great issue to talk about because I think over the years it's definitely gotten a lot more, or high school and even younger sports have gotten a lot more intense in the past few years than they used to be. And I think it's so important for young student athletes to remember how important their mental health is, and a lot of times you can get so consumed in the sport that you're playing that you kind of just push your mental health aside for the sake of trying to do the best in your sport. But I think in reality the truth is that you can't do the best in your sport if your mental health isn't where it needs to be. And so I think it's really great that you guys are spreading that awareness and continuing to talk about it, because I think it can be so stigmatized, especially with just athletes, I guess, because it feels like you should, sometimes it could feel like you need to be tough all the time, but it's not really, it doesn't make you like weak if you are struggling with mental health. So I think always just being open and honest and not being afraid to like confide in your teammates and your coach and your captains if they're open to that. But I know it can be hard, but I think just finding someone to talk to about it instead of keeping it all bottled up is really important.
And so, because of everything that's happened, how do you think the team's mental health has been recently and just over this season?
I think initially when we heard about Melanie, it was really hard, and all of us were hurting. And I think it was just how we got through it was together. And we never forgot about Melanie ever. We just instead decided that we needed to play for her because that's what she would have wanted. And we kept her with us all the time. We kept her jersey on the bench of every game. And one team actually from Prior Lake made us little bracelets with an M on it. And so I would see a lot of us wearing those. And it's just, I think, remembering like just how important life is and how we all need to be there for each other. And I know that if anyone was ever having, like, a hard day with it or anything, I had some girls come up to me, and I know that some girls would just walk off the field and take a little break. And, yeah, it was definitely really hard for a while, but I think we all just relied on each other for that support and honoring her memory and playing for Melanie.
Thank you, Lita, for sharing that. And thank you for coming in here today and recapping the season and giving us a little deeper input into Raider girls soccer.
This is Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. I'm Liz Campbell.
And I'm Evan Lowe. And if you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header.
This is KYMN 95.1, The One.
You don't want your valuable mail and packages being left outside while you're away. Instead, send it to Graphic Mailbox. They can receive your package so it's kept safe and is ready for you to pick up when it's convenient for you. Graphic Mailbox's team can help you ship almost anything, anywhere, and are the perfect stop to have high-quality graphics made for signs, decals, and anything else you could need. They are a great one-stop shop for all of your graphic and shipping needs. Stop by Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall today.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
When it comes to your business, it's important to have a financial partner who looks out for your future. Hi, I'm Jody, and at Merchants Bank, we want to play a role in the growth of your business. Whether it's funding a business expansion, helping you pay for new equipment, or finding the best way to maximize your retirement savings, we're here every step of the way. Are you prepared for the next year? Call me or stop into Merchants Bank and talk to one of our bankers about a financial checkup today, subject to approval.
No matter what business you're in, it's hard to find someone to keep your business clean. Service Master by Iatt's Janitorial Services cover everything from floor care and carpet cleaning to general cleaning, windows, and power washing. When you're in need of janitorial cleaning services, demand the yellow van. Call Service Master by Iatt today.
Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master.
The days are getting cooler, and it means it's time to take a trip to Witt Brothers for your winter checkup. Let's face it, no one wants to get caught in the cold with a dead battery. Make sure your vehicle is in peak condition for the winter season. The checkup includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery tests, and they'll even winterize your vehicle. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield, for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
And we're back on the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Just a couple minutes in front of 11 o'clock, and we still got some stuff to get to. So with no further ado, let's just keep it rolling. Liz Campbell with our Raider update and all the scores and highlights of the past week. And a little short but sweet. And don't forget, we've got a hockey game coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll go live about 2:45 right here on KYMN. And that's all taking place against Mound West Tonka over there at the Northfield Ice Arena. That's all taking place this afternoon right here on KYMN.
Hello and good morning. I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with the Raiders scoreboard. Northfield girls volleyball competed hard against Lakeville North in the section finals this past weekend in Rochester. The Raiders lost the matchup 3-1. Even though the volleyball team didn't get their ticket to the state tournament, they do have a lot to be proud about. The Northfield volleyball team was conference champions, had their best win-loss record, which is their second best in school history, were ranked in the top four for the state of Minnesota, and they were even ranked number one for a portion of time. They had two members, Tegan Timperley and Sydney Janes, receive all state awards and have four seniors committing to continue playing volleyball in college. Sydney Janes is going to the University of Tennessee. Annalise Larson is going to the South Dakota School of Mines. Quinn Parrish is going to Southern New Hampshire. And Tegan Timperley is going to the University of North Dakota. The Northfield cross country teams ended their season at the state meet on St. Olaf Hill this past weekend. The girls team had their first state appearance in 20 years, and the boys team sent individual Nathan Amundsen. The girls had a strong showing, finish 10th. The Gator Raider swim and dive team had their section meet this past Friday. Nora Cordham clutched her ticket to state in the 200 IM. Thanks for listening.
And we're going to take a quick gander here. We've got a tournament coming up, a little conference tournament happening here this morning with Gary Greenland, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Northfield Raiders bowling team, which is back after, believe it or not, two state titles. Take a listen. Hey, Gary, good morning. How are you? How's the bowling team this year?
I'm doing very well. The bowling team did okay. Not great, but okay.
It's been a while. We had a lot of, you know, obviously the last couple of years, there's been a lot of ups and downs and limitations due to the COVID and all that stuff. But it sounds like you guys are back in full force. We saw you a week ago up in Southtown Bowling Alley up there, and the lanes were full. So you got a pretty good team. It sounds like you got a lot of participants this year.
Well, actually, the league is, in terms of numbers, is a little bit down. We normally have, you know, 10, 11, or 12 teams. This year we were down to 8. But it was still, you know, pretty good season. You asked about the last few years. You know, COVID did affect us.